You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, and Jason Gibbs. Time to play the hottest game in radio, but also the most confusing. Higher or lower?
Dude, what are you doing with your microphone? I got to tell you on the air.
I'm not doing anything.
I don't know. You were there, and then you kind of like disappeared a little bit.
Am I here now?
You're there now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
So the NFL.com, we're down. We need 10 more names in the NFL's top 100 player list.
Okay.
Interesting numbers coming out yesterday. And so what I'm asking today is, should they be ranked higher, as in towards number one, or lower, towards number 100? Are we good on that?
We got it.
We so don't have this. I know where this is going.
No, we got it. We got it.
Higher or lower?
Number one on the list, Ndamukong Suh, comes in at number 24. Should he be higher or should he be lower?
Ndamukong Suh, number 24. I think he played about to that level last year. Certainly got compensated as being higher towards number one, but I think that's about right for him.
For an impact defensive lineman? I think he should be higher.
You think he should be higher? You can make that case. Where would you put him, about 16?
Yeah, I would put him between 15 and 20.
All right, so there's probably at least 15 quarterbacks I'd rather have.
Okay.
You know, where do you rank him amongst defense players? Like, I'd rather have J.J. Watt. I would rather have, you know, Richard Sherman or Revis.
I don't think there's anybody else you're putting ahead of him, are you?
Would you put a franchise left tackle ahead of him? Would you put a franchise wide receiver? Would you rather have, you know, a wide receiver?
I mean, on the I'm just talking defensive side.
Defensive side?
If you're talking defensive players.
He's top 10 in the league. So in that,
I think he's top five.
Defensive players in the league?
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's number one by a wide, wide margin, right?
Yep. Move that mic closer.
You got J.J. Watt. He's number one. I would rather have the top corners than Ndamukong Suh.
Okay, and I'll give you that.
Okay. So the top corners, though, who are you counting in that list?
Revis and Sherman.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, Revis and Sherman. I mean, you could make the case. I won't do it, but you could make the case that you could also be talking about, you know, a Joe Hayden, a Vontae Davis. So right now you're looking – all right, you're talking J.J. Watt. We're talking defensively. Let's go through this. We'll go position by position. So we'll start on the defensive lines. All right, Ndamukong Suh behind J.J. Watt. We'll go J.J. Watt for sure. What about Khalil Mack?
No.
Von Miller?
Nope.
What about any of the middle linebackers like a Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, he came in really high in this ranking.
I mean, I think you certainly could make a very strong case, by the way, for Sheldon Richardson, Muhammad Wilkerson, as being on that same level as an Ndamukong Suh. You could make the case for a Marcell Dareus, a Gerald McCoy, and Aaron Donald being on that same level.
I don't know. I just think that Ndamukong Suh.
And then what about the pass rushers? Would you rather have Ndamukong Suh or say a T Sizzle or a Justin Houston?
No, I go Sue.
Okay. I think he's top 10. I think it's semantics to get him and find out exactly where he is.
All right. I think that's fair.
Higher or lower?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Number 19, Patrick Peterson. Higher or lower?
Way lower. Way, 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 way lower. I don't know what Patrick Peterson's marketing people do for him, etc., but he is regarded, in my opinion, as being much better than he actually is. This is a guy last year gave up 743 yards and 8 touchdowns, an opponent quarterback rating of 97 allowed. And does he fall around the top receivers? Yes, of course he does. But there isn't a single metric where Patrick Peterson stands out as being amongst the elite quarterbacks other than his salary. That's really it. I mean, if you were to look at, for example, you know, yards per cover snap, which is a very good measure of how good these guys are. The guys who are at the top of this list, Chris Harris Jr., who didn't give up a pass play of over 20 yards last year. Richard Sherman's number two. Vontae Davis, Darrell Revis. These guys are all in the top 10. So that it says to me that that's a fairly good measure of this thing. Patrick Peterson is down there 35th. 38th, yeah. Actually, from the top. So is he good? Yes. Is his reputation a little bit ahead of his play right now? I'd say absolutely. So for that reason, I don't think that I think he should be lower on that list, closer to 100.
I would agree.
He should not be ahead of Joe Hayden.
I agree with that. That's where I was going. Joe Hayden should be higher than he is.
Joe Hayden should be higher than him. Vontae Davis should be higher than he is.
I think Hayden and Peterson should flip-flop places.
And if you're making it based on – I think Peterson's higher than that. I really do. I think Peterson is higher than that.
You mean like lower 20s into 30s?
Lower. I don't know that he's even in the top 50.
Oh, come on now.
Patrick Peterson, I do not know if he's in the top 50. Darrell Revis is 17, Patrick Peterson 19. They're not even in the same stratosphere.
I don't know.
If you look at just his stats and his tape, he has not played that well.
Is it because,
Patrick Peterson has not played that well. What?
Does he make it because of special teams?
No, he's not that much of a difference maker to make it on that level. Last year, and this is based on last year, Vontae Davis was a significantly better cornerback than Patrick Peterson was last year. That is, I mean, not even close. Chris Harris Jr. was a better cornerback last year than Patrick Peterson. Joe Hayden was a better corner. Patrick Peterson should be in the 50s.
I disagree with that.
I think you
could flip flop him with Hayden. I don't think he's got to be in the 20s in my opinion.
He's not better. He was not better than Vontae Davis last year.
Correct, but clearly the NFL, the players that voted on this disagreed with you.
Yeah, but they don't know. They don't play every team. Well, and the players you don't even know who's actually voting on it, according to Tony Romo.
We all have our things on Tony Romo.
You do.
Yep.
Higher or lower?
Oh, here we go. The second best defensive back in the National Football League. Darrell Revis at number 17. Should he be higher, closer to number one, or lower, closer to 100?
He should be higher, closer to number one. Darrell Revis, absolutely one of the best corners in the game. You said number two. You can make the case that he's number one because he follows, unlike Sherman does. But, again, here's another stat for you. Opponent's quarterback rating allowed last year among corners. Number one, Vontae Davis, 38.8. Number two, Chris Harris, 47.8. Number three, Richard Sherman at 48. So these guys are playing at an unbelievably high level, right? Where do you go down before you get to our Patrick Peterson friend? Still looking. Patrick Peterson, 51st, 96.3 for Patrick Peterson. I just don't think there's any defensible. Joe Hayden, 75.9. That's a good number. Number 17. That's a good player. And he follows all number one receivers. So that's good. Patrick Peterson is not good. Patrick Peterson has not played at the level where he's even in this discussion. Revis should be closer to number one, and Peterson, I'm going to change it. Patrick Peterson should be closer to 100. Vontae Davis should be ahead of him. Richard Sherman should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. Vontae Davis should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. Revis should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. Chris Harris should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. Hayden should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. Aqib Talib should be ahead of Patrick Peterson. That's six. If you're really watching tape, you might think Desmond Trufant down in Atlanta should be ahead of him. So that could be seven. So maybe he's eight. And I really think it's more about his reputation than it is his performance. Patrick Peterson is grossly overpaid and overrated to me right now.
All right. Your opinion, my friends.
It is my opinion.
I
mean, you look at some of the games that he's had. He's gotten roasted some games.
Oh, they've given up some points.
He's been roasted. And when he's played top-flight guys, Julio Jones dropped a 174 on him. DeSean Jackson dropped a 122 on him.
I still think he should be ranked, but I do agree that Vontaze Davis and Hayden should be ranked in front of him.
Absolutely. Right. Don't forget, you know who was covering Brian Hartline when Brian Hartline ran around for, what, 800 million yards that game against them? Patrick Peterson.
All right. Fair enough.
Higher or lower?
Dez Bryant comes in at number 15 on the list. Should he be higher or lower? I can't believe he's not a top 10. I'm going to throw
it out. I agree. No receiver's caught more touchdowns over the last three seasons than Dez Bryant. It's tough because, you know, maybe it's going to be so quarterback heavy. But I don't know that based on last year alone. I think Antonio Brown will be. Has Antonio Brown gone?
I don't think so.
I could see him being ahead of him, but Dez Bryant should be higher than number 15.
Yeah.
Higher, closer one. Julio Jones should not have been ahead of him based on last year, even though Julio Jones, we know, had a monster season. Jamal Charles should not have been ahead of him. He should be higher. I think Dez Bryant's top 12.
All right. That being said,
higher or lower?
You already talked about Julio Jones, so I'll skip him at number 13. We agree he should be lower and Dez Bryant
a little bit lower, but not much.
Maybe flip-flop.
Yeah, I think he could even come down a little bit more than that, but I think he's about right. Like, Revis should go up to top 12, top 13. Julio should come down into the 18 to 24 range.
Final one, then. Richard Sherman, the number one DB on the board, comes in at number 11. Higher or lower?
I got to see who they, you know, I guess you could probably figure out who they're coming with after him. If you really sat down and tried to think about it. But 11 for Richard Sherman, I think is probably about right. I think if he wanted to be top 10, he needed to make a few more impactful plays, and he needed to cover number one receivers everywhere. Now, I know that's not their scheme. That's not his fault. It's not like he's saying, hey, I don't want to cover him. But I think it's about right. I think if you wanted to say he was 8, would I have a problem with that either? No. Richard Sherman is freaking good, man.
He is good.
So he's good, but I don't think he's that dissimilar from Revis.
That's a big 11 to 17. That's pretty big. That's a pretty big discrep.
It is pretty big.
And to put Revis at 17 and Peterson at 19 is a joke.
Yeah, Revis being 17 and Patrick Peterson being 19
two
is
spots
like,
behind him.
It's like saying that. In all honesty, it's like saying Kyrie is 17 and Matthew Dellavedova is 19.
Yeah. Nope. I hear you.
It's that absurd.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yes. Vontaze Davis was grossly low on this list. If he did not crack the list, it grossly low, wherever he is. Vontaze Davis last year was a top 32 player in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And I will say that until I am blue in the face.
There you go.
He was. All right, that'll do it for higher or lower. And I think we got that one. It was a flawless higher or lower there, Gibbs.
It was. I think we did pretty well there.
We did. All right. Final thoughts when
we
return.
Maybe we should just end the show right now.
Are we allowed to?
No, we're not allowed to.
No. All right, we'll talk about fireworks, I guess, the 4th. It is my birthday,
and your birthday
after all.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll wrap it up. Any final thoughts? You have 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Zagura and Gibbs. The kid has just stopped by the studio as he's getting ready for a little golf, little small ball at about 3:30.